time for another Piano Puzzler with our composer Bruce Adolph. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce is here with a Piano Puzzler where he takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone whose job it is to name that tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And today, Aaron Burkhalter is calling from Milton, Washington. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
Great to have you here. And Milton is near Seattle?
It's closer to Tacoma, but yes, it's very near Seattle.
Okay. And Aaron, what's your musical background?
Well, I'm a long time piano player just for personal interest. And I've also taken up guitar and mandolin, and I sing a little bit.
Oh, good for you. Lots of music making in your life.
Yeah.
On piano, do you play classical, jazz, other things?
Typically classical.
Well, maybe that classical piano training can help you with this piano puzzler. If you need some help figuring out who the composer is, you can ask for some musical clues. Otherwise, the piano puzzler is for you. You can ask for brainstorming help from me because I don't know what's coming either. But Aaron Burkhalter, here is your piano puzzler.
Okay.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. It's an emotional one, actually.
So, Aaron, what do you think?
I can't really make out the melody right now. I'm trying to think more about composer. And, oh, this is so hard. I feel like we're in at least Chopin's era.
I think Chopin is the composer. It's the best possible guess.
Oh, good.
We certainly are in Chopin's era. If we're talking about Frederick Chopin here.
Yes, that's definitely a Chopin. It's based on the Mazurka.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Aaron, what made you think Chopin?
You know, I suddenly can't think of the time signature, but it had almost a waltzy, dancey feel to it.
Well, the waltz is in 3-4.
Uh-huh.
And a mazurka is in 3-4.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between a mazurka and a waltz, but the mazurka basically has some emphasis on the second beat and has some movement into the next measure that's very typical. There are a few other things that are kind of Chopin-esque here. The ornaments are very Chopin. In fact, that is a Chopin ornament.
Okay.
He also will often, in a mazurka, write a B section that has a kind of pulse like this. So I did that, and the tune is treated in a sort of variation in the middle because Chopin might do that too. So this which are also very Chopin-esque harmonies over a drone, what we call a pedal point, you can't really get the tune from that if you didn't get it from the first part.
Yeah.
Because there it's a variation.
So this piano puzzler has all kinds of Chopinity and Chopinitude.
Yes, Chopiniosity.
But now the question is, what tune did you bury in all of that Chopiniosity?
Okay, well, I will start again, and I won't play the whole puzzler. I'll play once through the melody.
Aaron, I'm hoping you have more ideas than I do about this one.
Oh, it's really buried in there, and I'm having trouble hearing the melody between all of the ornaments.
It has the feel and shape of a folk song.
It is a folk song.
I have to say, I'm really drawing a blank on this.
Okay, well, you may not know the folk song. Do you know it, Fred?
I'm not coming up with a name either.
It's called Johnny Has Gone for a Soldier, or it's also called Butternut Hill. And this phrase is Johnny Has Gone for a Soldier.
Yeah, I don't think I know the song.
Well, that's okay.
That's okay. You got the composer right away. You got Frédéric Chopin right away. And that, after all, really is the point of the Piano Puzzler.
Because that's something you can figure out. Figuring out a song you don't know is actually impossible.
Yes.
Well, Aaron Burkhalter, what's your public radio station?
Well, I listen to KUOW in Seattle, but I listen to Performance Today in public radio in Spokane.
Aaron Burkhalter from Milton, Washington, thank you very much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.